For children's church today, our message today is in the form of a question. Is it later than you think? If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Epistle of James, chapter number 4. Bear in mind that the theme of the book of James is religion and religious service and one's expression of their faith. In the letter of the book of James, the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture. We feel led this morning to focus primarily on verses 14 and 15, but we're going to read today verses 13 down through verse 17. In James, chapter number 4, beginning in verse 13. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Dear friends, as I began to pore over this Scripture by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Lord began to remind me that it is getting later than what many think. I believe, dear friends, that in the day and time in which it is that we live, we're not to put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. Because I can tell you, on the authority of God's Word, we're not promised tomorrow. And as I began to look here at the Epistle of James, I began to focus upon one of the pillars of the early church, and as it stood for the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ in the face of much opposition. For you see, dear friends, James was writing to people that were scattered about, people that was finding themselves in hardship. But James too was also addressing those that had been blessed in great and glorious ways and were failing to put the Lord God Almighty first and foremost in their life. I tell you today, dear friends, there's people today that are failing to do what it is that God would have them to do in the midst of great and glorious blessings. I believe, dear friends, that the blessings are great, and we're to give promise, and we're to give glory, and we're to give service to the one that's made all these things possible in our life. I tell you today, praise the Lord this morning, because we're not promised tomorrow. I believe, dear friends, that when you begin to look at the Word of God, the Lord will remind you that it may be later than you think. Have you ever made this comment? Have you ever made this statement? Where has time gone? It seems as though we all say that time is flying by. It most certainly is. We're in the end season, and we venture right into another season. And before you know it, a year has passed. I tell you, dear friends, friends. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we're to make the most of what the Lord has so graciously given to us, all the while bringing Him honor, bringing Him praise, and bringing Him glory. Because I can tell you, there's coming a time when we won't be able to have the praise and the honor and to give glory to God. I believe that it is later than what many seem to think. I don't know about you, but when I began to look here at James' epistle, the Lord began to remind me of the times in my life when I've been enjoying activities and I've been working. And after a while, I'll glance down at my watch and receive the time. And I've said this, where has time gone? I believe, dear friends, that there's come a day that many will say that's been blessed abundantly by the Lord Jesus Christ will say, where has time gone? I believe that when you look here at the book of James and you begin to look at his theme of religion and religious service and the expression of one's faith, I believe that when you apply these things to one's life, you bring honor, you bring praise, and you bring glory to God. Notice here what that he said in verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for your is your life. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away like a fog being dissipated by the sun. That's how life is. I tell you today, church, let us make the most of what God has given. Let us praise Him. Let us honor Him. Let us give Him glory and holy His wonderful name. Oh, dear friends, I believe that we all have things that we can praise Him for. We all have things that we're thankful for. I believe let us not let this time pass away without doing what it is that the Lord would have you to do. There's many who live like a saint on Sunday and they live like hell on Monday. I tell you today, every day is the Lord's day. Every day is a day to praise His holy name. Every day is that day. James is saying that life is like a vapor. It's here for a moment and then it vanishes. I tell you, friends, there is nothing greater that we can do in this dispensation grace than to praise the Lord and to thank Him and to honor Him and to bring Him glory. James would pen, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Oh, I tell you, it ain't your will, it ain't my will, it's His will be done. Let us thank Him and praise Him for all that He's blessed and bestowed upon us. Because I tell you today, He's blessed us all. He's given to all in great abundance. And I tell you, it's high time to praise His name. We're here to do what? We're here to worship. We're not here to be seen or heard. We're here to bring glory to God. The setting here, when James wrote this, the setting, you must know what the setting is. The setting was that merchants, men of wealth, men of clout, people of great abundance, they have found themselves in a worldly state. James, in this wonderful passage in chapter 4, is desiring to rebuke the worldliness that is crept into the hearts and the minds of men. I tell you today, the rebuke of worldliness is to be in our day just as it was in James' day, because people today, as it was then, are consumed by the lust and the desires of their flesh. Here James would write about these merchants, these men, these people that had a desire to gain. He said, go to now. Verse 13. That ye say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Oh, you see, dear friends, God had blessed them with means. He had blessed them with ability. He had blessed them with know-how. And they were consumed with gaining more and gaining more and gaining more. And there was never enough. I tell you today, they failed to praise and give glory to God. How many of us today have thanked God for what we have and how we've been blessed? I got news for you. You can't thank Him enough. You can't thank Him enough. And you may thank Him some, but if you thank Him some, you beat what these was doing. They weren't thinking about Him at all. You know what they had done? They had done then what many people are doing today. They've just omitted God. They've just pushed Him to the side. They've just left Him. Left. Despite His blessings, despite His goodness, and despite His love, they just left Him. Oh, dear friends, it's getting later than we think. People says, oh, church is always going to be there. Whew. I remember Pine Hill Baptist Church, when I was a little bitty boy riding up his holler. I remember when you used to have communion, Lord's Supper, and I'd see him lined up back there on the back steps down there singing a hymn. I can remember that. I can remember that. I hadn't forgot that. I can remember the old saints of God that were here in this church when I was a little boy growing up in Beech Grove. I hadn't forgot that. And you say that to say this, brother. The Lord has blessed. The Lord has gave. And I tell you, let's give glory to His name. Because there may be a time when we won't have opportunity to. The world is in disarray. People are dying and going to hell as we speak. And I tell you, children of faith, we're closer to glory now than we was this morning. We're getting close. We're getting close. We're getting close. I tell you, James was desiring, as we desire, for us to make the very most of what it is that we have. For you see, dear friends, James is going to write, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. Oh, I tell you, you don't have to beat people over the head to let them know what they do. I tell you, dear friends, they know when they fail and come short of the glory of God, and they know that their honor and to praise His glorious name. It's time slipping away. We don't think about it much, do we? No, we don't think about it much, especially when we're young and we're strong and we're vital. We don't think about it much. But when you've been in the ministry as long as I have, and I've done funerals from the age of 18 months
to well in their 90s and all points in between, you begin to see. And the Holy Spirit has one to realize the importance of giving praise and honor to God. I tell you, friends, it may be later than we think in the lives of many. Oh, what does that mean? That means this. I tell you, there's people in our world who has a desire to be and change their lives, but won't do it today. They'll say, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow may not come. We're not promised tomorrow. And that's what James was instilling in those that were scattered about and those that was desiring to fulfill the lust of the flesh. James is not saying it's wrong to obtain, it's wrong to do. James said none of that. What James said is to bring glory, bring praise, bring honor to the Lord who has provided. He has given. He has given to all of us abundantly. God has gave. But instead of many taking time to thank Him and to praise Him, they just say, I want more, 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 more. And those that have fell victim to this seducing spirit of desire, one day it will be too late. You know, there'll be people that's probably said today, I'll go to church next week. I'll worship next week. I'm going to lay in this morning. I've had a busy week. I've had a hard week. I tell you, friends, I've had a hard week too. But I praise God that He's blessed me to be here today, to bring Him praise, to bring Him honor, and to bring Him glory, to know, to do good, and to do it not. It is a sin. James would speak about those who was fulfilling this desire and that desire, thinking all the while they had all the time in the world. But dear friends, let me tell you, we don't have all the time in the world. It seems as though yesterday I just graduated high school in 1982. It don't seem like it's been that long ago. The time has flew by. It's went by very quickly. And when I look back, I see many of my classmates who have died, who have perished, and have fallen by the wayside and been seduced by the world. For them, it's too late. It's too late. For that life is like that vapor that's here for just a few moments and then it vanishes and goes away. I was getting out of the house the other day. I was leaving the house to go to work on my secular job, and I eased out the door, and it had been raining quite a bit, and I looked up my street, and the fog had just set in. Oh, the fog was just thick on my street. It looked like something from a B-rated horror movie. Oh, I walked to my automobile and started it up, and I looked around, and the street lights was just surrounded by this fog, this vapor. Then I drove slowly away. And when I got to work and the sun began to rise very early in the morning, that fog had laid over the landscape, that fog that seemed to encase everything that was around had been finished. It had vapored away. I tell you, that's the way it is in some lives. They may be surrounding the world that's around them, but soon that time will fade away. It's later than what many think. I believe, dear friends, that when we look at the Word of God teaches us where our priorities are to be. That's why that Jesus spoke about the kingdom of law of riches. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, in verse number 20, the Lord said, "But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where doth not moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through, nor steal." I tell you today, and it's high time that we lay up treasures in glory and praise the Lord's beautiful, glorious name. It's getting later than we think. Just a few moments ago, some up here were talking about how that once you get to July, summer's about over. And oh, how true that is. Oh, how true. We think about COVID and we think about all these things that have oppressed and depressed and been such a hardship, and now you look back on it and it's been several years now. Time flies. It has a way of slipping away. And sometimes, dear friends, we don't even know or realize that it is gone, because the world says to this, time flies when you're having fun. And the fun of the world that's raped the very heart, mind, and soul of so many has consumed them to the point where they've laid the Lord to the side. The Lord is to be first and foremost in our lives, and all the things that we enjoy, all the things that we cherish, trust, and love, they will fall into place when God is first. He must be first. He must be first. James, no doubt, was addressing religious people, non-religious people. He was addressing those who were in commerce. He was addressing those who walked a walk that was not pleasing to God. He was addressing many that had fallen by the wayside. And what he was saying to them is what we must say today. Time is drawing nigh. Make the most of what we have and bring glory to the Lord. He desires us to praise Him. You know, you ask many today, why are you here at church? Why are you assembled with saints? And then, I don't know. Why are you here? I don't know. We're here to worship. We're here to praise, we're here to honor, and we're here to bring glory to God. And what we do today is what we're to do tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and to carry on our praise and worship, praise His name, till He takes us home. Because the opportunity to worship in the capacity that we are may be fleeing faster than we think. Growing up as a kid, I thought I had all the time in the world. And now I'll read somebody's obituary at a service and I find out just how fleeting time is. It's something to think about. It's something that James thought about. It's something that we are to think about all the while, realizing that we're to give honor, praise, and glory to God. What did Jesus say? Jesus talked to His disciples when they were sleeping and he was at Gethsemane. Notice here a message that he gave to them. And we will close with this passage today. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse number 41, Jesus, addressing those in the garden, said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Why so many today fell into praise, honor, and bring glory to God? They know what to do. They know when to do it. But the flesh is weak for the burden of sin. Nothing wrong with building houses. Nothing wrong with obtaining new automobiles. Nothing wrong with enjoying the pleasures of life. James was not saying that. But what James is saying, take time to praise God because life is slipping away. Listen, I have something to praise Him for. I have something to thank Him for. And dear friends, His desire that we do that very thing. Thank Him, honor Him, and give Him glory. Is it later than you think? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can look at the world stage and see passage after passage of the Word of God being fulfilled. You can look around at our society and our world and you can see how that the drawing hour of the Lord is at hand. Lord, friends, let us not put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today to worship Him, to praise Him, to honor Him, and to give Him glory. Let's stand to our feet.